a conversation. God said, above all, take care of your skin. Take notice of all those commercials on TV, those double spread ads in the lady mags. Believe me, those purveyors of unguents and creams and lotions know what the hell they're talking about. I don't want you returning to me when your time's up with wrinkles and blotches, acne scars, things like that. What difference will it make? My skin, like the rest of me, will either rot or burn. That's been your rule from way back at the beginning, hasn't it? I, who made everything, also invented the metaphor. Please keep the image of your skin as I first made it, smooth and clear of blackheads and blemishes. At the end, I want to receive you as I sent you out, enclosed in a perfect epidermis. By then, I'll be a dredged-out old crone. Bags under red eyes, sagged at the chin, maybe a wen in my cheek. I'll sit all day at my spinning, all night at my weaving by the light of a single candle flickering like my life. Flicker, 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 light soft as a baby's skin. I'll be at work on my last project, a shroud of many colors. Better you learn to knit. In knitting you can pick up one strand and twist it with another. Here, let me show you how a thread of matter may be caught up with a strand of image so that they seem always to have been a part of one another. Very much as you are a part of me. I am. A long sweater down to your knees. Isn't that better than a shroud? It is a shroud, an eternal garment. Like a skin or a woolly bag. It will cover you, warm and itchy. Tell me what you imagine encloses the ecosphere, or indeed the universe. Daughter, there is a nightgown for everything. Everything in its own covering forever? Well, just until I can find a fool brave enough to stick out his forefinger and tear open the white envelope of time.